May 31st, 2014, Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Today, as we celebrate my feast day, the Visitation, I invite you, my children, to realize the true peace that comes through the fulfillment of holy love. When you love God above all else and neighbor as yourself, you have chosen God's will for you in the present moment. It is then your heart is one with mine and feels the peaceful joy that I felt as I entered my cousin Elizabeth's home and greeted her. Those who are not one with God's will can never be at peace. They are always striving to achieve their own ambitious goals or trying to compromise the honest goals God has set before them. Peace comes when the soul reconciles himself with the Father's plans, even if his will carries with it a cross. The cross is always accompanied by grace to persevere and fortitude to give you strengths you could never call your own. When you realize the beauty of God's will, your heart will be as my heart was when I proclaimed the Magnificat. A note is given to read Luke chapter 1, 46 through 55. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his posterity forever.